This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. I'll get... in a moment. First, I want to mention this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada, the place where all of California is running to. My flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm is coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers. Tangible will send you absolutely free an American Silver Eagle coin worth about $20. Great way for your kids to start their coin collection. And your grandkids and your nieces and your nephews and the kids at school and whoever it is you want to start their coin collection to learn the value of money. This is the way to do it absolutely free. Get your free coin. A famous American Silver Eagle. Call 800-780-9000. This company's been in business 30 years, and since 1970, the product they're selling is outpaced the stock market, the Dow, by 3-1. 800-780-9000. Check it out, or visit TII1.com. We've got a caller from California. Before I get to him, I want to read you my commentary about California. It's going to come out in the Las Vegas Review-Journal on Sunday. It's called California Shhole. Remember the famous but sad saying, if you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes the truth? Well, I have the number one lie in America for you. Diversity makes us stronger. Immigration makes us more prosperous. California is Exhibit A. Isn't this perfect timing? I didn't even know he was on the show today. Andrew Paul, my producer and booker, sets up all my guests, and I walk in at 2:45, 15 minutes before the show starts, Vegas time, and I find out who my guests are. I happened to write this morning without knowing who the guest was going to be. So California is Exhibit A for a shhole. California is filled with immigrants, 10 million to be exact, many of them illegal. Guess which state has the highest poverty rate in the nation? Not Mississippi, not New Mexico, not West Virginia, but California, where nearly one out of five residents lives in poverty. That's according to the Census Bureau. While California accounts for 12% of America's population, it accounts for one-third of America's welfare checks. California leads the country in food stamp use. California has more people on welfare than almost every country in the world has welfare recipients. But I thought immigration made us more prosperous. Homelessness is exploding in California with tent encampments overrunning schools, businesses, and upscale neighborhoods. California is now home to 22% of this nation's homeless population. Now remember, I just told you it accounts for 12% of the population of America, but 33% of America's welfare checks and 22% of the nation's homeless population, far above the numbers it should produce. California leads the nation in debt. Here's something else our great friend Marcus Ruiz Evans did not know, does not understand. California leads the nation in debt. Total state and local debt is almost $1.5 trillion. So that's state and local. Just California has $1.5 trillion in debt, more than any other country in the world besides the United States and China, I believe. Combining state debt with California's share of federal debt produces a debt-to-GDP ratio of 153%, higher than the pigs of the EU. Portugal, Italy, Greece, and Spain, which are all facing economic collapse and ruin. See, Marcus doesn't understand that if California went on its own, it would be like Greece and it would be done. The traffic is suffocating. Miserable, unlivable. The highways and infrastructure are crumbling. The public schools are an unmitigated disaster. And that's with the highest per pupil spending in America. If immigration is so good for our country and illegal aliens contribute so much to California, how do you explain all this? I haven't even gotten to the taxes. The income taxes, the business taxes, the sales taxes, the gas taxes are all the highest in the nation. Why do you think that is? To pay the enormous cost of illegal immigration. To pay for the education costs of illegals, the health care costs of illegals, the police, the courts, the lawyers, the prisons, and hundreds of different welfare programs for millions of California's illegal aliens and struggling legal immigrants, too. But you haven't even heard the worst yet. California, the immigrant capital of America, is filthy. Perhaps the filthiest place on earth. Filthier than the slums of Calcutta. Filthier than the poorest slums of Brazil and Africa. NBC journalists recently conducted a survey of San Francisco. They found piles of smelly garbage on the streets, used needles, gallons of urine, piles of feces, all near famous tourist attractions, fancy hotels, government buildings, and children's playgrounds. Medical experts say the used drug needles they found can infect anyone who steps on them with HIV or hepatitis. NBC News filmed hypodermic needles scattered on the ground as a group of preschool students walked by on their field trip to City Hall. The hundreds of piles of feces they found can also prove deadly. Medical experts report as the fecal matter dries, the germs become airborne, and if inhaled by children, they can lead to death. Infectious disease expert and UC Berkeley professor Dr. Lee Riley told NBC journalists the streets of San Francisco are worse than any of the world's most notorious slums. He said, and I quote, and as a Berkeley professor, the contamination is much greater than communities in Brazil or Kenya or India. I guess diversity isn't always so grand. I guess illegal immigration isn't always the strength of America. Clearly, immigration in the wrong form does not lead to prosperity. California has become unlivable. The middle class are fleeing in record numbers, many of them to Las Vegas. California is no longer the American dream. For native-born Americans, it is the American nightmare. A cautionary tale of what happens when you combine open borders, a pathetic welfare state, and radical liberal politicians who see taxpayers as targets to be fleeced and illegal aliens as their core constituency. 44% of Californians don't speak English at home. It is a foreign state inside America. Soon expect to see employment ads that say, quote, Americans not wanted. California is following the Mexican model, i.e. a population with a sliver of super-rich elites and everyone else dirt poor. The middle class is becoming extinct. The Mexicans have brought Mexico with them. This is the express train to hell. Thanks to illegal immigration, thanks to the joys of diversity, thanks to liberal politicians and voters, California is quite simply a shh-hole. My commentary coming out this weekend in Las Vegas. And that's what Marcus Ruiz Evans doesn't understand, although I want to help him with this California secede movement. I want him to succeed and secede because we don't want California anymore. We don't need California anymore. We're better off without him. He thinks the economy's going up. He thinks the GDP's going up. And he doesn't understand a couple of things. Number one, I can make $1 million a year. My best friend can make $1 million a year. That's $2 million between us divided by two. We average $1 million. What if tomorrow I make the whole $2 million? He makes zero. You divide it by two, we're still each averaging $1 million. But he's at zero. His life is ruined. Statistics lie all the time. Of course California's growing. Millions of illegal aliens are making $20,000 a year, $15,000 a year. They lead miserable lives of misery. They could be in Cuba or Mexico. It wouldn't matter. They're in California. The average person's living a broke loser's life. So, of course, California's income could go up as a whole, but there's more and more people dividing the pie, and those people have no education. They don't speak English. They have no skills. They're taking menial jobs. They live terrible, menial, minimum wage lives. So, yes, the overall income goes up, but no one's making any money. No one's living a good life. They're not going anywhere. There's no mobility for them. What future is there when the household doesn't speak English inside the United States of America? Let's take Dane on line one. Dane from California. Hey, Dane, what's going on? You're on with Wayne.
Hey, Wayne, I would never thought it in the first times since I've been listening to you, I think, which is about 2 years now. I'm going to disagree on this guy from California. I think he's way off base. I'll not tell you why. There's a new group out there, and I'm going to make a little prediction here. and I'm willing to take a bet with anybody. There's going to be a new state, California. This group is a little sleeping giant that's taking effect right now. They got 40, right now as I speak, they have 37 counties of the 58 counties in California. They've filed all the papers, January 15th, the declaration, grievances, they're declaring them every week. Look out. This new California is coming, the 51st state, and it's going to be good for America. It's going to be good for Republicans and conservatives. These are rural people, rural farm people, real farmers, real workers. These are hard, blue-collar workers. This thing is taking storm, Wayne. Don't tell people to send that guy money. If they want to send money, send it to newcaliforniastate.com because their money sent to him is a waste of money.
Well, it might not be a waste. Yeah. Wait, there's a compromise here, Dane. Why can't there be a new California that is a new state that's filled with Republican, conservative-thinking people from the north and the suburbs, and then you still let the bad places, which would be the whole coastline, which would be L.A., San Francisco, and San Diego, just secede. So we'll actually get the bad guys out and create a new state. So we'll still have 50 states in America, and California will be gone. The old California will be gone.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're taking the whole S-holes, as we call them. They're taking San Francisco, they're taking Sacramento, and they're taking L.A., and that whole coast, that left coast, and that's the old California. That's going to be the original California. So they're dumping all the trash, so to speak, and they're getting all the new California.
I get it. But they're leaving them in the country. I'm saying I want that to go. That's the millions of votes that defeats us in the general election, and that's the electoral votes that defeat us in the general election. Let's get rid of that section. Let them secede, and let's create a new, I guess you call it northern suburbs. What is it, Fresno, east and above? And that would be a northern California area that's mostly rural and conservative, Dane. So I'm just trying to do both. I'm trying to split the needle here. I do want to get rid of California if we can't split it. So we'll see. Maybe we could split it and get rid of it. That would be the best of all worlds. Icing on the cake. Thank you, Dave, for the call. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
When I say Italy, what comes to mind?
Venice, Capri. Oh my gosh, Capri was marvelous. The views, the cliffside views, or traveling to Sorrento. Pirello Tours. Oh, Pirello Tours, for sure.
Pirello!
Hi, I'm Steve Pirello of Pirello Tours. With over 70 years of tour experience to Italy, it's no wonder Pirello Tours is synonymous with travel to Italy.
I think of the culture.
And to walk up to certain areas and touch a wall and think, well, this wall's like 3,000 years old.
Being on a Pirello Tour on our anniversary was better than anything I can remember ever on an anniversary.
I personally approve every itinerary to ensure a stress-free once-in-a-lifetime vacation.
Salute!
Call now for your free insider's guide to Pirillo's Italy. Call in the next 30 minutes and qualify for a $100 gift card when you travel with us. Call 800-547-6018. 800-547-6018. 800-547-6018.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392. War.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
All right, welcome back. My Patriot Supply, sponsor of this segment of the show. Preparedness is not about fear or paranoia. It's about self-reliance, being able to provide for your family, even in the worst of times. Hurricane and wildfire seasons are only weeks away. For things like earthquakes or power grid attacks, there's virtually no warning, which means the best time to prepare is today, right now. Start with emergency food storage. I call it emergency food insurance. That's what I call it because, you know, you don't leave your house without car insurance, life insurance, health insurance. Why would you leave without food insurance in case something bad happens to feed your family? I use My Patriot Supply. They've helped prepare millions of Americans. This week, their 72-hour emergency food supply is only $17.76 each, plus free shipping. Take action now. The food lasts 25 years. Order several kits now so you know you're ready when disaster strikes. One for each member of your family. 72 hours for each member for $17.76. What a patriotic price. 888-524-6540. Toll free. 888-524-6540. Or go to Prepare with Wayne. .com, a special website just for the show, preparewithwayne.com. Everyone in your family needs these. They'll only be available at this great $17.76 price while limited units last. 888-524-6540. All right, so we're back, and we are back with some comments about Michelle Obama made today. She mocked President Trump. She claims Crooked Hillary was the most qualified candidate in U.S. history. She took a shot at Trump and praised Crooked Hillary at a women's leadership conference. So a corrupt woman under FBI investigation for basically being a traitor to her country, not only giving up national security, that part is just pure incompetence and pure idiocy, but the part about being a traitor is, of course, the Uranium One deal, selling off the Secretary of State's office. And that's Michelle Obama's idea of the most qualified presidential candidate. She made fun of Trump. It was the Simmons Leadership Conference in Boston. Can you imagine what they paid her? This is the amazing thing about life. She was on a ride, right? She got a ride. She came along with Barack Obama. She's the first lady. She knows absolutely nothing about leadership. She knows nothing about who's the most qualified candidate for president. She just happened to be there. She wasn't elected. Obama was elected. I can even see if you want to pay Obama $100,000, $200,000 for a speech, right? I don't like him. I don't like anything he says. I think he ruined the economy. I think he was a commie. I think he was horrible for capitalism. I think he ruined the middle class. I think he ruined health care. Okay. But you still, I could see why you pay an ex-president $200,000. But a leadership conference is going to pay $100,000 for the wife of the ex-president? She has the nerve to think she knows everything. Oh, she knows best. Hillary Clinton, probably the most qualified person to ever seek the office of the presidency, lost, she said. And then she said her husband's presidency, Obama, was like having the good parent at home compared to Trump. He was the good parent, the responsible parent, the one who told you to eat your carrots and go to bed on time. And now we have the other parent. We thought it would feel fun. Maybe it feels fun for now because we can eat candy all day and stay up late and not follow the rules. Now, wait a minute. She's got it completely backwards. Michelle, once again, using Saul Alinsky philosophy, you're looking in the mirror and whatever you did, you're blaming us for. Your husband was the one who gave America nothing but candy. The entire Democratic Party, i.e. the Marxist Party, i.e. the Communist Party, i.e. Fidel Castro's party, does nothing but serve candy. We're the ones that give people carrots. We tell people you've got to live a good life. You've got to work your ass off. You've got to be personally responsible. You've got to be self-reliant. No one's going to give you anything. You got to earn it. If you don't earn it, you fall by the wayside and you starve. I call that carrots. Candy is when the Democrat named Obama says to every person in America, first of all, because you're a minority, you automatically should get everything you want. That's the first thing Obama said. Second of all, everybody gets welfare. It doesn't matter if you're white or black or Hispanic. Everyone gets welfare. Then he takes ads in Mexico and says, in Spanish, in the ads, you deserve food stamps even if you're in America illegally. And then he opens the borders and lets everybody in and says no reason why everyone can't come in and instantly get candy. They get a lawyer at the border. The minute they walk over the border, they get assigned a lawyer at taxpayer expense. And don't forget, he flew people who were illegal for $1,900 plane tickets to meet their families in America. And then he gave them big screen TVs for free. And he gave them Zumba classes for free. He gave them phones for free. You talk about candy. Candy? Are you kidding me? The only person with candy was Barack Obama. And Michelle Obama has the nerve to say the responsible parent was Obama and the irresponsible one's Trump. He lets you eat candy all day long. Can you imagine how incredibly stupid that comment is? It's just amazing. It's amazing to me that anybody can make a comment like that. She mocked Trump, and then she says Hillary's the most qualified candidate ever. Okay. All right. Not all Republicans are good, by the way. We're on the way out. We'll be right back. We've got more. We've got guests. We've got calls. Phone number for the calls, by the way, just for the next couple of days is 244-810-TALK. Excuse me, 214-810-TALK. 214-Dallas area code 810-8255. When we get back, I'll tell you that a Republican congressman who resigned after using taxpayer funds to settle a sex harassment lawsuit. Not all Republicans are good guys. Be right back. War Now. Wayne Allyn Root, USA Radio. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War. USA Radio News.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is going to be testifying in front of Congress next week. Now, Sheryl Sandberg has been making some of the media rounds talking about what Facebook is doing to protect your data. Today, she sat down with Fox News and talked once again about how Facebook is protecting your data moving forward.
We have an advertising-based business model, and I think that's really important. Just like TV, just like radio, people can use this for free. We have privacy built into our ads model. So the way it works is that someone wants to show an ad to fit on Facebook. We can show it to the people who might be interested in it, and then we do not pass individual information back to that advertiser.
And late this afternoon, Representative Blake Farenthold announced he would resign immediately from Congress after an ethics inquiry was opened into allegations of sexual harassment and other inappropriate behavior from former staff members. This is USA Radio News.
We're joined by Maria Menounos. What is the Every Dog is a Star program? Can you tell us about your own dogs and why they are the true stars of your family?
So the Every Dog is a Star program. We want to know why your dog is a star. So we're encouraging people to post a photo or a video of your dog on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and hashtag BH Dog Show. You get a tag at Purina, and then Purina will find it, and they will donate $5 per post to the Mudd-Agrees program. And Mudd-Agrees is an incredible program I got to witness firsthand in the classroom here in California, where the dogs go into the classroom and really help these students and these young children in a lot of ways, and they really impact their lives in a positive way. So $5 per post will go to this program, and if you want more info, you can go to Purina.com.
Thanks, Maria. We'll talk again.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the show. This segment of the show is sponsored by VRA. Last day. This is it. Last day you're ever going to get this offer, which is 2 weeks free. Doesn't cost you a thing. There are no catches. 2 weeks free at VRAinsider.com. That is the global investment and economic newsletter of the man himself, Kip Herridge. The guy's amazing. He's my favorite economic guru in the world. And he's been... ...514 out of 15 years. Since 2014, total net gain on all positions of 2,413%. The man is amazing. He is a magician. Sometimes you get a pull for these words after hours on the radio. You get punch drunk. He's a magician. He is just someone I followed for 15 years, and I just love the guy. And you get 2 weeks free. You don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to take Kip Herridge's word for it. Just go there to VRAinsider.com and get the two-week offer and watch him every day and then tell me the guy isn't amazing. Right now, the last day, we're making that offer, and then it's done. 2 weeks free. Go to VRAinsider.com and let them know you're Wayne Root's buddy. All right, we've got a guest on, Dr. Paul Nathanson, author of Spreading Misandry, if that's the right word, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, Misandry, The Teaching of Contempt for Men in Popular Culture, certainly an issue that is of interest to me. I believe being a male is being outlawed in colleges around this country, and being a male is outlawed in pop culture, and being a politician, no matter what it is. They're more happy if you're someone who... I don't even want to say it out loud. Let's go with Dr. Paul Nathanson. Hey, Dr. Paul, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
So do you say spreading misandry? What's the word? How do you pronounce that word?
Misandry is probably correct. I say misandry because I want to make an obvious connection with misogyny. Sounds more like misogyny.
Got it. All right, so, you know, look, the teaching of contempt for men in popular culture. So, first of all, do you consider yourself political? Are you a conservative, per se, or are you just defending men and politics doesn't matter to you?
I'm not really political.
But you're a guy who believes in guys being guys, is that right?
Yes, you could say that.
Well, and that's certainly what I believe in. I'm a guy's guy. That's what I've always been. I mean, this show is huge. It's number one in Vegas with men. Men watch this show, listen to this radio show, and watch my evening TV show with Newsmax TV. I love female viewers and listeners. No one's not saying I don't love when the women listen, but guys dig what I talk about. I'm a very macho guy's guy. And that's not something that liberals really appreciate in our society anymore, right?
Right.
What do you think it's all about? What's causing this change in society?
Well, I mean, there's been a change over the past 50 years, due partly to the sexual revolution with the pill, which suddenly changed the game and meant that women expected to... do all the things that men did and perhaps had envied men for doing. They wanted sexual equality. So that was a major change in history. Without the pill, they couldn't have done that. But then about 10 years later, they began to realize that the sexual revolution wasn't necessarily working out in the interest of women. And they found that men were taking advantage of the situation, and that has led, eventually, to the Me Too movement. So the Me Too movement is partly a reaction against men taking advantage of women, intimidating women in the workplace. But unfortunately, the Me Too movement has a downside, and that is that it's calling into question and undermining the entire legal system. So that's the short answer. The long answer is that relations between men and women have been changing gradually for the past, 12 or 13,000 years since the advent of agriculture, the agricultural revolution, and there have been a series of technological revolutions, including the industrial revolution, which fundamentally changed our perception of the male body and its potential usefulness to society, and that has produced an identity crisis, I think, for men. Because I think that to have a healthy identity, people must have at least one contribution that they can make to the community, which is A, distinctive, nobody else does it, B, necessary, and C, publicly valued. So historically there were three sources of identity for men. One of them was provider, another was protector, and those two have been become obsolete as sources of masculine identity simply because women do those things either for themselves or with help from the state. The third source of identity for men has always been fatherhood, and that is under attack, I would say, now. Either people trivialize fathers as assistant mothers, or else they deny that there's any need for fathers at all. So that's where we are. Now, I've telescoped several thousand years there, but that's the basic context here.
Well, so, tell me what, you know, I want to get into, like, I see some of the points here that we're supposed to be talking about. JFK, CNN mocked for glorifying JFK's legendary infidelity after harping on sex allegations against Trump. Tell us, you know, where that fits into your book and your philosophy. Are you a psychiatrist or a psychologist, by the way? What's
no,
your doctor?
No, my field is religious studies.
Okay. And so where do you stand on JFK's legendary infidelity, whether you want to use that word legendary or not? Where do you stand on that as a guy who believes that there's contempt for men in popular culture? Is that good that JFK was a what's the right word I want to use? Just a guy who chased ladies while he was married? Is that good? Does that make
no.
him a man's man? Or does that make him bad? How about how CNN treated him? What do you think about all that?
No, I think that that was not the good side of his character. The fact that people at the time they ignored it, eventually it became known and some people found it sexy. But basically, to argue that JFK was right for having affairs constantly and that Donald Trump is somehow wrong for doing the same thing, I mean, that's hypocrisy.
That's a double standard.
That's a double standard.
Right. But, I mean, look, guys sometimes do things like that. Powerful guys have a lot of testosterone. And if you look at Trump, if you look at Bill Clinton, if you look at JFK, if you look at Lyndon Johnson, if you look at Vladimir Putin, if you look at pretty much every leader in the world who's a guy's guy, they all have, you know, girlfriends and harems of girls. I don't know. Society's being blind if they don't understand that. That's what got them to the top and made them president of the United States in the first place, is high levels of ambition and testosterone and macho-ness and ego. It's kind of a combination of all that. Find me someone who's low ego and low testosterone who's ever been elected president. They don't exist. So you can't be surprised when you find out that they act like super hyper version of you know, the male stereotype, and they're out screwing everything that moves. It's not a big surprise, and it shouldn't shock anybody, in my opinion.
No, it's certainly not a surprise. It is shocking to the extent that you belong to or affiliate with a community that sees adultery as wrong, but it's not surprising, as you say. And it wasn't surprising to learn that FDR also had mistresses.
They all did. Lyndon Johnson, they all did. Look at Hollywood. All the women love Clooney and Brad Pitt and, you know, in the old days, Paul Newman. And everyone they loved had like a million lovers. There's nobody in Hollywood that's faithful to their wife. They're playboys. They have a million women. You know, remember Errol Flynn? I think he had like 20,000 women. So it's just ridiculous to think that a guy is going to be, you know, a little church mouse sitting in the corner.
Yeah, just not, but you know, to say that something is common is not necessarily to say that it's good.
No, but that's part of the contempt for men in popular culture. That's all I'm saying. That's your book. And they're putting men down for being men. They're just hyper super versions of the male stereotype, you know?
Yes. Yes.
Now, but of course, go ahead.
No, I'm not. I think we need to look at some of these stereotypes, though, and evaluate them and not just say, well, hey, everyone's doing it, therefore let's go out and rob each other and kill each other, because people do those things.
Yeah, no, not saying that. But on the other hand, with this whole Harvey Weinstein thing, you know, look, Harvey does appear to be a bad guy. I think you'd be stupid if you didn't agree he was a bad guy. I mean, you or me, but I mean, anyone should see it and say, he seems like he did some really bad things and he was a abuser. And yet, there's no proof. No one's got it, found him guilty
in
the court of law.
That's what I say. That's why I say that the legal system is being undermined. Because there's this attempt, the Me Too movement, in spite of its therapeutic value for women, it's undermining the legal system by denying the necessity for due process, the necessity for the presumption of innocence. These things took hundreds of years for Western societies to develop. And so I'm certainly not in favor of just throwing them overboard.
All right, we got to run, Doc. His book is called Spreading Misandry, The Teaching of Contempt for Men in Popular Culture. And I do want to point out, for every Harvey Weinstein, if you look in the New York Post or the UK Daily Mail, there's a woman out there who's a teacher who's 25, 30 years old. She's having sex with her 14-year-old student. So there's plenty of women doing bad things, too. If you listen to pop culture, it's only men. Men get a bad rap. Be right back. War now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout. War no.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to Worn Out, Wayne Allen Root Show, USA Radio. You know, I tried to keep things lively with that last interview. I thought it was a great topic. That's why I asked him to come on the show. But, man, that guy was low energy. You know, all of you listening know that I live on energy. I thrive on energy. You know, and I don't even drink coffee. But it's just me. I am naturally a high-energy guy. And I need my guests and my callers to match my energy or it just slows things down. And that dude was, like, very professorial. That's why I hated college. I hated every minute of Columbia University. Sitting in a classroom with guys like that made me want to scream. The entire time I was in class at an Ivy League school, Ivy League student Wayne Root was going inside. It was the most horrible 4 years of my entire life, listening to boring, bald men with one wisp of hair coming out of their head, slowly talking about the great classics like Don Quixote. I mean, these people are from a different planet. And that guy was like every professor I ever had at Columbia University. You know, it's my show, and I swear to you, I almost fell asleep in the middle of the interview. It was close. I couldn't keep my eyes open. I had to jump in and start talking because I knew he was putting all of you to sleep. And I'm sorry to say something bad about a guest, but geez, you got to take like a pill. You got to take a pill before you come on an interview. If you have a personality like that, you need a personality pill to wake yourself up. Because people don't want to listen on the radio to a guy
who talks low with low energy.
And I don't even know what he said. Does anyone out there know what his point was? Do you even know what the point of his book was? I thought he was going to be a great guest because the point of the book was going to be guys need to be freaking guys. Guys are guys. We have ego, we have testosterone, and we like to be guys. You know, we're macho. Was that the point of his book? That wasn't the point of his interview. He didn't even know how to pronounce misogyny. I don't know, whatever the word was. What was the word he had? I don't know. Whatever it was. It was in the subtitle of his book, and he pronounced it a different way because he thought that was funny and it sounded like something else. I don't know. I have no idea. That was the most questionable guest I've ever had. Strange. I thought it was a joke, to be honest with you, at first. I thought liberals were playing a joke on me. They put, like, a false guest on my show because nobody could really be. No one could give you answers like that, you know? Wow. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this last segment of hour number two. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, you don't have to feel uncertain anymore because there's a solution. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. No networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. You know what the key is to success? The key is you get right to the point and you hit people with something that's going to help them. And so you know what the key to this ad is? Wayne Root, me, I'm a member of Liberty HealthShare. My kids, my four kids, I put in the hands of Liberty HealthShare. Last year they saved me $18,000. This year they're going to save me another $18,000. Hey, all of you out there, would you like to save $18,000? How about $36,000? Would that be good? If you do, make a phone call. 855-585-4237. They should just let me write these ads, you know? They outsmart themselves. 855-585-4237. If you want to make $18,000 extra or keep $18,000 extra, call this phone number. 855-585-4237. If you're sick of health insurance, call this phone number. If you can't stand Obamacare, call this phone number. 855-585-4237 and do as Wayne does. There's an ad. See? That's an ad. All right. On to the next point. Congressman resigns after using taxpayer funds to settle sex harassment suit. So Representative Blake Farenthold, under fire for harassment scandal, abruptly resigned from Congress on Friday. Three-term Texas Republican who settled a sex harassment claim with taxpayer funds said in a statement it was time for him to move along. Is that like a kind of a cowboy movie from Texas? Hop along. It's time for me to hop along. Hop along, Cassidy. He had originally planned to serve out the remainder of his term, but his resignation is in effect at 5 o'clock today. This guy, you know, if anyone ever told the truth, you ever translate for people? I'm being run out of town on the third rail. I'm leaving at 5 p.m. sundown today. You will never see me again. I'm probably going to go home, and I'm going to suffocate myself with a pillow because my life is over. That would be the actual translation of what this guy really means, okay? He says, I know in my heart it's time for me to move along and look for new ways to serve. How would you like to serve? Politico revealed in December the congressman told an aide he had sexual fantasies and wet dreams about her. Her lawsuit was settled for $84,000. So he had sexual fantasies and wet dreams, and you had to pay for it. And you wonder why he's resigning. All these guys try and put the best face forward on this stuff, but I guess this guy would make a good chapter for that last guy's book. It would spruce the book up a little bit, make it a little more exciting, you know? He has rain shower dreams, and the rest of us get screwed. I like that. Yeah, that's really good. No wonder he resigned. Obama supporters rush to save his dangerous school leniency policy for minority students. As U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos was meeting behind closed doors with educators and parents to reevaluate the Obama-era school leniency policy of reducing reports of violent behavior committed by minority students, left-wing media and politicians were touting a new report that noted black students, boys, and students identified as disabled are disciplined at higher rates. Maybe they're disciplined at higher rates because they did something wrong. Is anyone willing to admit that? I'm so sick of this liberal claptrap. What are you talking about? Maybe the reason boys, once again, it's about macho, testosterone, ego. Maybe boys get in more trouble than girls because they're wilder than girls. Maybe black students get in more trouble because they get in more trouble. Does it mean it's racism because you picked somebody? You're picking on them because they're black. You're picking on them because they're a boy. You're picking on them because they're disabled. Maybe they just did something wrong. But anyone who creates a policy that says if someone does something wrong and they're black, you can't call them on it because they're black or Hispanic or minority is just plain racist. You are the racist liberals. Only a white student can be kicked out of school now because there's too many blacks kicked out, so we got to even things out. That's racism. That's absurd. Wait, I'll reward now. I'm going to make my quick change.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.